catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Molloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, Mick. Hi, Jane.
All right, let's go Coco Bananas on today's show. We've promised this for a couple of days now.
Yes.
We're going to do it today between the sheets.
Oh. We'll finally get to it,
will
we?
Get the kids out of the car. We're going in the first hour, so there will be kids in the car.
There will be.
You've been warned.
Yes.
Okay, we've got some Japan news too. There's a lot happening, and I've heard a whisper that the bubble could be between Japan and Australia sooner than we think, than any other country.
Great.
So listen up to
how
what they've got happening
be.
There.
I'd love that a geisha.
Awesome.
Is that still a thing?
You don't want
Oh, my God.
It's 2020.
No, it's not. I'd love a good tea service.
That's all. Okay.
And someone to play the...
Is that a euphemism?
Someone to play the cello. No, it's not.
I know it's a tea service.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Can you remind me of the Japanese talk? I've got some ideas.
Yes,
I promise. Hey, a couple of very special guests today. Jim Jefferies on the line.
Awesome.
You know what? We've just pre-recorded this just before we went to air. Not because of time difference.
No.
But because he can't be trusted.
Yes.
And you'll see why.
We're glad we pre-recorded.
When we play it.
And it gets a bit loose. It's very relaxed when we talk with him, and he'll just maybe there's just a bit too bandies around a few words.
It's a bit ripe.
Yes.
And,
that's all right. We love it still. We love him.
Hey, Steve Waugh, I love it. Every time you have a former Australian cricket captain on the show not carrying a guitar, it's a win. As far as I'm concerned, he's got a new book out. We'll get to the bottom of that. Gone Wild, Jane. Give us one.
Some good stuff. Well, there's cow hugging might be a new thing.
Oh,
a wellness trend
just catching
going
on
up
now, are they?
Well, what do you mean? Have you been hugging cows before now?
Well, does it have to be consensual?
We're off to a good start.
There's nothing like a good cow cuddle to get the juices flowing.
What if it was a Japanese cow?
A Wagyu.
There you go.
That's what they call it. Hey, and there'll be some French news as well.
Oh.
Bad news for you, Jane. Your trip to France is a long way away. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. We have Steve Waugh on the show, Jane.
We do. I always love talking with Steve because he's so easy.
He's a ripping fella.
To.
He got blood nose in our last
interview. He was in the studio. Yeah, we were live in the studio with him and I had my dog in there.
Yeah.
And he's talking and there's blood pouring out his nostrils.
Yeah.
And it was quite awkward. And we said, mate, you just wanted to take a few minutes there? And he goes, this has never happened before. I don't know what's going on.
He was quite sheepish. At the end of the day, we'll ask if he remembers that. Mm. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
He's done this book on India, the spirit of cricket in India. Because not just the Indian cricketers, but all the Australian cricketers are so popular.
Oh, they would be.
Over there. I remember once, I was having a drink with Warnie. Warnie and my mum, believe it or not,
were
at the London Tavern in Richmond.
Yeah.
And I was down there having a drink with my mum, and the Victorian cricket team came in on their Mad Monday. So they'd just broken up, and the MCG's across the road.
Yeah.
So they all bowled in. Anyway, Warnie came in as well. So Warnie, a conversation with Warnie and my mum, and an Indian cab driver came in to go, excuse me, anyone call a cab, has clocked Warnie.
Right.
Has clearly gone out and got on the radio and told every other Indian cab driver, I swear to God, within 10 minutes, there are 200 Indian cab drivers in the front bar of the...
That's hilarious.
It was incredible how it went from 0 to 100 in no time at all.
Good God. Well, we'll look forward to talking to Steve about what else he's been up to, so that'll be good.
Yeah, now, indeed.
After the show yesterday, and I was actually, some stage.
Was it?
I don't know. I was watching Hot Seat. I catch up on
it. You love Hot Seat.
You watch it while we're on air.
You watch it while we're on air.
I can see it, and I can see it behind everywhere because I don't have a TV screen here, but I saw it behind you, and something caught my eye yesterday.
Mm.
And it was this contestant. I'm just so furious with her.
Why? What happened?
Just have a listen to the question that Eddie Maguire asked this woman.
Okay.
Jim Carrey performs the song Cuban Pete in which film? A. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. B. The Mask. C. Bruce Almighty. D. Dumb and Dumber.
It's all over.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
I don't think he sung in The Mask.
Oh, good man.
Four, three.
Okay, let's look in C. Bruce Almighty.
No, Amy, it was actually The Mask.
What? You are not allowed to be on hot seat, lady.
Jane.
No, no, no.
Jane, that's you know we talk about deal breakers?
Yeah,
if
that's
I was going
a deal
out
breaker.
With that girl, that's a deal breaker.
Mm.
That's
like, completely.
What, the girl
I'd
I broke
drop
out
her
with
too.
Who didn't like The Simpsons?
Oh, yeah. No.
If you didn't know Cuban
if
Pete
you didn't
was
know,
from The Mask, you're an idiot.
Oh, my God. Let's hear a little bit of Cuban
call
Pete.
Me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
Hey.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
One of my favourite films of all time.
Yeah.
And,
Snap.
And if you're looking for a kids' movie that you want to have dinner with your friends and you just want the kids to leave you alone for a couple of hours, go and pop that on, all ages, from about 8 to about 15, and you are the king of the world.
And that's you might see, you'll see the very first on-screen performance and appearance of Cameron Diaz looking hot.
Can I just say, hello, little something for dad too.
Hello. I just think the dads would be coming around the table.
And he's flat chat funny. This was in his period
such a funny
when he
time.
Was making Ace Ventura.
But you know what I mean? How can somebody win $1 million if your general knowledge isn't to that extent?
She's
I'm
an idiot.
Just infuriated.
Woman, you're a fool.
Sorry, okay. I won't have it.
I like it.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Now, we've got some breaking news, we're calling this segment. This is stuff from around the world that you need to hear
this
about.
This upsets me
Jane,
very much.
You have been, well.
Well, President Macron has let me down.
Mm.
Apart from letting down the whole of France as well, but has to because of lousy COVID.
Yeah.
A new national lockdown, well, actually, it's a curfew. And in fact, the French word for curfew is couvre-feu. And that's where the word curfew comes from, which means to impose a dusk-to-dawn lockdown.
Sorry, we're still on, aren't we? Yeah.
Okay, can you speak fluent French, Jane? That sounds pretty good.
You know, I can.
You can? Oh, how do you hear it?
That's French.
You are a goose. Anyway, this is very upsetting because the entire country is stuffed.
Croissant.
There's another word.
Foie
gras. Yeah, this country is foie gras. You did say goose. But you didn't say goose liver. They're having they're having a second wave, and this is going to be huge. They're doing fines of, their fines are really small. What are our fines in Melbourne?
$5,000. $5,000.
All right, 135 euros if you break curfew.
Small risk that.
It's not going to work very well to the French.
The French aren't going home.
Their figures are through the roof.
Five.
They're currently getting, listen, France is getting 20,000 new cases per day. So that's really not very good, is it?
Again, I'm actually all for this. I've told you before.
No, that's very mean.
If you can find some way to keep the buildings but get rid of the people.
Well.
Yeah, and this would be.
You're saying that's a bit of sweet revenge.
My God, anyone who's got it, go to Paris and start coughing on people.
32,000 people have died in France. When am I going to be able to go with my girlfriends again
and
sit in a cafe?
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You're gone. There'll be no giant strawberries
Boo.
For you. And while you can't go, there's all that Dom Perignon and Verve sitting on the shelves being about to be tipped out.
Oh, Jane.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
You're going to have to tip it out.
Jane.
Can't they send it here in a big freight?
What's the most expensive handbag you can buy in Australia? Do you have to go to France to get a $10,000 handbag or can you get them here?
Oh,
what are you doing?
You probably can. You could, but you can't get them. They hide them at the back for sneaky people.
Who does that?
All those companies. They never let people buy an expensive handbag like me. No, they don't. You don't listen to me. You don't believe me.
What are you saying? When you walk into Hermes,
if you go to Hermes,
Chanel,
they go.
They hide all the good stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Here she comes, here she comes.
Yeah.
What have we got? Nothing
not
for
just
you?
Me, not just me, but if I was a big spender and I'd been going there for years or my husband was like a billionaire, they'd go, oh, Miss Kennedy, please come this way.
Well, where do you go? Like in a little back?
Yeah, they got little places out the back, I've heard. All right, let's move on to the next story. Well, because this is a public feud that disappoints me and worries me.
I love a good a good feud.
Showbiz feud.
This is a good one. It's between Rod Stewart and Elton John, who have been going out at hammer and tongs. Because a while ago, Rod Stewart, did he say this about Elton John? Was this,
I've never spoken about retirement, and if I do retire, I won't make an announcement, I'll just fade away. I don't think this big deal, I'm going to retire. It's those stinks of selling tickets. It's dishonest. It's not rock and roll.
Wow.
Ooh.
Because they're buddies, aren't they? They all came up at the same alma mater. They came up together. They both conquered the world.
Soccer. They love everything.
That's right. They both owned soccer teams. One could play, one managed.
This has come out in Nilton's new autobiography.
One's gay, one's had 20 wives.
Yeah,
that's probably
the only point of departure.
But anyway, John's fired back in his new biography and he's gone.
This is very interesting, this
book. Listen to this, Elton John. I certainly didn't. This is in regard to Rod Stewart. I certainly didn't feel like I needed a lecture on the feral spirit of rock and roll from someone who'd spent most of the last decade crooning his way through the Great American Songbook and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Oh, ouch.
There's one way to sort this.
Oh, he said, what's more? I thought he had... Oh, really? Cage match. He said, I thought he had an effing cheat complaining about me promoting a tour while he was on a TV show promoting his own tour. Yeah, that did seem a little odd. Oh, come on, boys, make up.
Is this one of the good feuds? Do we like this one?
No, I don't. Come on. They're two of the greats and they're both...
Both in their 70s. Get over it.
They're not the same weight division, though, are they? I mean, look, let's be honest. Whose side do you take? You take Rod Stewart's because Elton John cracks it.
But you would always take Rod Stewart's over
Elton
John.
Rod Stewart. And he was the last person on the Lady Sharon Gale before... It was either him or Mariah Carey, who were the last two people on the boat.
Yeah, which is
and
odd.
Then me.
Right.
And then the Island of Mystique was brought into it, and you don't talk. And then it all went pear-shaped with that billionaire.
See, your voice gets very low when you start talking like
doesn't
that.
Doesn't it?
Because I know
and
you're listening.
And it fades off, and you go, and you get this weird look in your eyes. Just saying.
Okay, have you got the I Call Bullshit sting there?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, get ready. Okay, go.
I've got to find it.
Oh, we've got the story.
Well, I'll say it.
Yes,
I'm going to talk. Apparently, changes to our drinking habits. This is a story done in New South Wales, a study. 2 in 3 people surveyed reported no change or a decrease in their alcohol consumption during the pandemic.
I call bullshit.
I have gout in both feet. And I can't get into my dinner suit. Cop that! You stupid
Of course
survey.
It's gone up.
All right.
What do you think I've been seeing on all these social media of all these women who are just clinging to bottles of wine, guzzling it, complaining because they've got children at home, they have to homeschool. They have been doing, and it's not just me, but there has been a large increase.
I'm on standby. One of these days, it could be late this week or early next week, I will officially be cut out of the house.
Oh, no.
To get here. Hey, when we come back, it's Japanese news or Japan news. What do you say?
Yes. Oh, we've got to call it Japanese news. It will do.
Japanesey?
Sure.
So pushing it?
Japan news is up next.
Oh, that's racist.
Oh.
You can't be playing.
It's not racist.
How is it racist?
I think you're having a go now.
It's not.
Oh, why don't you hop on a kimono?
Konnichiwa. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
First, I'm taking you to Japan.
Why Japan?
Geishas.
Kennedy Malloy's.
Both huge in Japan.
Japan news.
Hey, about time.
Yeah.
That is not what I was expecting, but it is. It is good news. Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister, has been very positive about the fact that he's talked with Pacific leaders who said they're keen to get travel happening, to get a bubble happening between them and us.
Oh, a Japan bubble. Bang.
A Japan bubble would be bloody amazing. I'd love to. But there's so many.
How far is it? It's about 9 hours? 9 hours? 11 hours?
Oh, yeah, say that.
It's not even the full.
It's not the 14 to...
No, it's one leg.
It's one leg. And Tokyo is a blast. It's an absolute blast of pure
So I haven't fun. Been.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I'm taking your word for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've know they've got about 9 of the best golf courses in the world. So great golf trip. Food great. Some of the clubs, I believe, are wonderful.
It's just buzzy. Well, the clubs, there's a new one coming out.
What is it?
Actually, this might appeal to you.
Yeah.
It's not for me, but it's an adults-only theme park, Mick. And it's a 5-story theme park in Kabukicho.
Ah, Kabukicho.
Awesome. And it's been designed by Japanese adult film producer Soft on Demand.
Ah, yeah. I know them.
You familiar with them?
Yeah, well.
Now, only open to people over age 18. Do you want to know? This is according
Tell
to
me
the
what happens
what's
there.
On every floor. All right. The basement is the newcomer adult film actress floor. So these are
Fantastic.
Just the green
the
newbies, up and comings, where punters are served buy them with food and drink offered at the bar. So it might be some hottie standing there and she'll just say, would you like some sushi?
Would I ever?
And you'd say, thank you very much. Then on the second floor, it's a little bit more
Are they naked or no, they're closed?
Maybe it's the – they might be closed because they're up and coming. Next floor. Yeah, this is for erotic massages. And this is the famous adult actress floor. They might be getting on a bit, so maybe they might have
what
to be
alarms
closed.
Me is we're only on the second floor and there's five.
There's five. The fourth floor, that's the silent bar. Guests are able to watch adult stars mix drinks while wearing bikinis as long as they remain quiet. Now, I'm not sure whether they're meaning the chicks stay quiet or whether the punters stay quiet, but whatever. So you can watch a beautiful Japanese porn star make you a Negroni, but you're not allowed to speak to her, all right? You just have to watch in wonder.
I can do that. Yeah, I'll play by those rules. So that sounds great. Is that open to the general public? Do you know what? There's a club I'd like to go to called the Roaran No Pants Shabu, which is a gentleman's club, and it's like a sports bar. Actually, I won't tell you. It's actually a bit
Where is this?
It's a bit much. It's in Tokyo.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's not great.
Sorry, you've now got a line, have you?
You know what I want?
That's too far?
I've got a line. I'll tell you off. Well, it's a proper club, and you can go there, but I just feel I'd have a hard time describing. Exactly what
goes on.
Except their executive bar, as you know, they have a fondness for the schoolgirl outfits.
Right.
And the most expensive bar is one where the waitresses are dressed up like schoolgirls and they have to wear long white socks.
Okay.
Oh, well, everything
else optional.
They're also going to perhaps have penis shaped dodgems, but anyway, that's coming.
Hang on.
I just thought I'd finish
with
that.
Floor, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, do they have geishas? And can I have a geisha? Is that still a thing?
There's
because geishas, and let's stop the sniggering, everybody. A geisha is a proper profession, has nothing to do with sex, it's all about. Tea service.
And shoving women's feet into tiny little sandals and putting white makeup on their face.
I'm for the binding of feet. I don't feel that's an imposition.
And making them serve men.
And then you play an instrument for me. You play a lute or you'll pull out something.
So aspirational. I wonder why I haven't suggested to my daughter this profession.
Funnily enough, there has been one Australian geisha who's been...
Really?
Set up.
Yes, I think I saw a story on Current Affair about it.
What's her name? Fiona Caroline Graham.
Yeah.
She's been the only Australian ever accepted into the very hard school. It's the hardest finishing school of all ever invented.
Wow. Where you very traditional.
Yeah.
Her geisha. Mm. I'd love to see her tea service. They're famous for the tea service, but I think of an Aussie geisha just standing there with a tea bag. Yeah. Lapsang Souchong. Here you go. Are you ready?
One dunk or two.
Smoking a cigarette, standing there in Crocs. With a tramp stamp. Okay, listen, Aussie All geisha, right. Get to the back of the queue. What else, Jane?
Okay. Well, Japan, this is a really sign of the times, this story. Japan's Navy is launching a new warship. It's much smaller than all the rest because they don't have as many recruits.
Why?
Do you know why? Because none of the young people can stand not having their phones with them. And you're not allowed to have anything like that when you're on board. They can't deal with being away from social media.
The Japanese warships.
Yep.
This is good news for the whales. This is good Full news for the whales.
There you go.
Advantage whales. Wow. Got that. Because they're the old Nissan Maru, which has stalked me on occasion. What are you doing? No, I'm human.
Harpoon, Mick.
The word's out. The whales know.
The whales know. There it is. All right, we're going to come back. And is it time for... I don't think we can do it, We're between the sheets, they've got a bit steamy.
We might.
It's like back to back.
It could be, we'll put the warning out
let's
anyway.
Have a discussion. Nothing wrong with geisha.
Oh, no, there's a few.
It's a profession.
Okay. Well, that's next. Then Steve Water join us.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Time for this.
Close the curtains. Fluff up the pillows. Lock the kids in their room. It's time to get sexy. Mick and Jane. Between the sheets.
Mickey. Hey, you've got to
kids
feel
out,
sorry.
Kids in the car, out of
kids
the car.
Kids in the car,
Rich, go to smooth right now. Yeah. Just for 3 minutes.
This is adult. Right.
And then come back.
Have you got one to begin or do you want me to begin?
Yes, because you've got to feel sorry for Fremantle Docker Jesse Hogan.
He's
been fined $8,000 because he breached the quarantine rules upon returning to Perth.
And what did he do? What were the circumstances?
Well, I'm glad to hear that this is a defence now. It can be used. He had relations with a young woman, but she wasn't allowed to be there.
Because he's in lockdown. He's in quarantine for 14 lockdown. Days.
Right. Yeah.
So when it was sprung, he was sprung. He may have suggested she park a car around the back, not in the driveway, so that she wouldn't be seen.
Yeah.
He got sprung with her, right? But his lawyer has said he hadn't been with any females in months due to being in the AFL hub. And he invited a woman to stay the night and he fell into the trap. Here you go, fellas. Be very careful with this terrible trap. Because of the attraction to the young lady. And it was just a lapse in judgment from a fella who's fairly youthful. Now, is youthful, what is that a euphemism for? Horny, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying I find it fascinating, you know, he's got a lawyer defending him about this, saying he's a young fellow who's virile and should be able to get a bit of
But also, I mean, if I was representing him, I'd be pointing out that he's been in lockdown for some time now. He's been in a hub surrounded by men.
And but the rules are the rules.
Let's be
and
honest,
had to wait.
It's time for a run.
Yeah.
14 days, though, he had to wait, and he broke those rules. So, you know, he gets fined $8,000. But I love the fact that it was a woman's allure.
I'd pay that after 5 months in a hub.
Would you?
Here's your money.
I'd
now
pay
leave me
for
alone.
You, actually, yes. In fact, how long have you been in a hub?
Yeah.
And what's your defence? How do you plead? A dry spell, Your Honour.
I'm
coming out of a dry spell.
We would be in sympathy with you if you did the same thing. Yeah.
That's you. That's a former Melbourne footballer.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Well,
hey, here's one for you. No, this gets a bit creepy, everyone.
All right.
Remember, I'm just a reporter.
Right.
A priest allegedly filmed an S&M porn with two women in church.
Jeez.
Oh,
yeah, Catholic Archbishop has burned an altar after the church's priest allegedly had an SM threesome on it. Reverend Travis Clark was arrested last weekend on public obscenity charges, as were two professional dominatrixes allegedly had sex with him inside St. Peter's and Paul's Roman Catholic Church in Pearl River, New Orleans.
Aye.
So,
okay.
That's a three-way and... They found there's like a shrouded Turin style imprint on the altar.
Interesting.
Where he lay.
Okay.
It's like, forget
what about where Lady Vi lay? That was her name.
He's got a tiny crown of thorns on his todger. He's got a tiny crown of thorns. And if it's the one thing you're not looking for in your altar, it's a wet patch. I reckon. Honestly, I mean.
All right.
I'm not up on that.
By the way, can we just let everyone know?
No,
we have censored this whole conversation off air, by the way, everyone. Yeah. We had to do that.
We did.
Said, Believe it or not.
Hey, if you can't have a three-way on an altar, imagine what they got planned for midnight mass. Ay, caramba. Jeez.
Well, they need one of these. They need a high-tech chastity belt for men. It's been made.
What are you talking about?
But it might have a security flaw. There is a
chastity belt that's been made.
Yes. Yeah. It has no override, this chastity belt that's been made by a UK and Chinese developer in conjunction with each other.
How does it work?
Well, you whack it on the men and they're faced with the prospect of having to use a grinder or a bolt cutter to bring which could be part of the dominatrix theme, maybe. Yeah.
Mind you, I've had to do that to get my derps off occasionally.
You could use one of these. It's called Queez Cellmate Chastity Cage. It's sold online for about $190.
I'd be a good chastity belt model.
Would you?
Don't you reckon?
Yes, I do. Okay. That's
so when you get chastity belts, can you order it in boxer or briefs?
You can, actually.
And can you have more than one key? You can be handing them out. Hello, girls. Just let them know you've got a 24-hour pass.
Well, that's what it is. It's for owners to give a partner control over access to the boat. So it's for your lady.
It's controlled by Wi-Fi.
So she can then go away.
And lock you up.
Lock me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just go off and see the girls and have a night of karaoke.
Sounds like fun.
Some insight.
Sounds like, I reckon when your relationship gets to that point, you're cooked.
Yeah. It connects to Bluetooth.
We're being waved off. The windows are fogging up in here. Have we got to go?
We do. Well, Steve Waugh's standing by. So
Steve.
We're going to have to get Steve.
We don't want to upset him.
We do not. He's going to join us.
A chastity belt.
Right after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There he is. Listen to the roar. Steve Waugh, a man who is really hero worship.
A little bit of trouble. That's where Stephen thrived.
Invariably, he got tough runs.
He did jobs for us that were amazing.
Steve Waugh goes for it. Gets a fine four runs. It'll go.
Oh, he's cut that away. That is 10,000 runs for Steve.
Steve Waugh said, you know, to F off.
I'm not sure too many people have actually said that to Curtly Ambrose.
He just said, I can say what I want.
Richie Richardson ran up, grabbed hold of him by the arm and pulled him away. And it was the moment Steve Waugh assumed leadership of Australian cricket. We're all sitting there going, mate. I remember I was the 12th or 13th man. I had tingles up my spine going, are you crazy? If you're going to stand up to Ambrose in this conditions, mate, I'll go to war with you.
Steve Waugh.
One of the great captains of the Australian cricket team with the best record on record, I should point out, and a hard nut, his book, The Spirit of Cricket, India, goes out on November the 1st, only available at stevewaugh.com.au. He joins us now. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Excellent.
Just that's a lovely out, pump up. Yeah, we loved that.
We were just pointing out what a hard nut you are. And, you know, one of the fiercest competitors. And yet then we remember the last interview on this program, which we had to stop.
Do you remember?
You got a blood nose.
I do recall. I have a nose, but I got a bit nervous in front of you guys.
You got a blood nose, and I was thinking, I hope he's still got that rag in his back pocket, the one he's carried around forever.
We're not sure whether it was my Leonberger dog who happened to be
that's
in the studio that day. It still happens when you're around. Have you seen any Leonbergers
lately?
The last
time I had a nosebleed, so fingers crossed.
You're joking.
Here we go. We'll just remind you of the incident.
No, it's special for you guys.
I think last time we went to the UAE, we had a full side, and we got beaten 2-0. So in my mind, we improved. Yeah, look, we've got to stick with. Sorry, I've got a bit of a nosebleed. It's a bit inconvenient. Right, have a look in a sec.
No, we've taken down.
I must be excited, don't you?
No, I tell you what you got to do. You got to just tip your head back
here
a bit.
Go.
You've got blood noses all
the
time.
Sorry, Mick, I've lost my track. Now, where are we? Australian cricket.
We're talking about Australian cricket. I'm more worried about you. There it is.
It was a good interview, wasn't it?
Actually, apart from that moment,
we did love it.
It was. It's great to have you back. It's always great to catch up with you and your antics. We're going to get to your project in just a minute. Before we do, though, we have to ask you about another former Australian cricket captain and his prowess with the guitar. Have a listen, Steve Smith.
I've never seen Venice or slow dance on the Paris lights. And I've never seen Niagara Falls stood inside the prison walls.
Steve, I'm guessing you wouldn't have stood for that in the Australian cricket rooms, would you?
It's a work in progress, you know, he's got potential. I think Guy Sebastian's taking him on as a mentor, so he's probably his work cut out.
Yes. But Steve, did you not put out an album yourself?
No, I sort of know my limitations. I like to get out of my comfort zone, but that's way out.
You had a song of motivational songs. Steve Waugh's album of motivational songs.
Oh, don't think we don't remember that, mate.
What was it? This time we go playing to win.
I think it might have been a K-Sam. K-Sam with a few Southern Comforts on as well after a test match win, but that's about it.
I tell you what, I'll be surprised if you don't turn up in the next series of The Masked Singer.
Hey, we love this idea of this book that you are promoting today, and it makes a lot of sense. You've gone back to India after your first visit there in 86 as a member of the touring cricket team, but you couldn't really get off the bus because you'd be hounded by everyone so much.
Right.
That now, would still be the case, I imagine.
Surely it must be the case now.
It sort of is, but it's different. I mean, when you're playing, it's a fanaticism. It's just swarming all over you and, you know, wanting photographs, and you've really got no personal space. So it's a little bit different now. I've been retired for over 15 years, so they still recognise you and want to have a selfie. But if you sort of say, look, I told them I'm here to take do a photography book on the spirit of cricket in India. Let me have some shots and we'll have a game of cricket later on. They were fine with that, so it's sort of settled them down. But, it's not the same as it used to be, but it's still, you're recognised by 1.4 billion Indians.
You have a great record. They love you over there. I know they love cricket, but they have a special touch for you. You've built orphanages and stuff in your spare time over there. You've spent a bit of time there. Yep. What fascinates you about India, and why did you feel compelled to photograph it in all its guises?
Yeah, look, I think it's something I've always wanted to do. As I say, when I was there, first time in 86, I landed in Bombay. From the Western suburbs of Sydney, got on the team bus, and I was like, what is this place? It was just a total assault on the senses, the sights, the smells, the sounds. And just, you know, traffic was not in the lanes, no one stopping red lights. There was rats and cats and dogs and beggars on the streets. Yes. It was just mind-blowing, really. And I thought, geez, I don't know whether I like this place or hate it, but it was captivating, and it got me in. And every time I went back there, I loved it more and more. And I thought, one day I'd love to capture those scenes on a through the camera lens, because you'd see all these kids playing cricket in the alleyways or the foot of the Himalayan mountains or the back streets.
Amazing.
I just wanted to get out amongst it, and this was the opportunity after 15 years. Canon supported the project.
It's been captured in a doco as well. A crew went with you, and Capturing Cricket, Steve Waugh in India, airs ABC and iView on November 17th. So we'll put that on our diaries.
Yeah.
In fact, we'll give another plug. We'll speak to you before that goes to air.
What did you like? What was the photographs you like? What were you looking for? Were you looking for portraits of people or landscapes? Or
a bit of everything. I told you, I didn't really know what I was going to capture. And it's the same with the doco. I took Andre Major, who did the stuff for the Amazon Test Series for the Australian team. I met him in England. And I thought,
that was great.
This guy's great. I said, just come and follow me and just film whatever you want. And he did that. Yeah. It was the same with the photographs. So I took another guy called Trent Park, who's a fantastic photographer and ex-cricketer. I said, just come with me and teach me. I want to get off the automatic setting. I want to take some photos on the manual setting and understand what light's about and aperture and ISO and all that sort of stuff. And, I wanted to get down amongst it, get on the oval maidans where there's thousands of cricketers, where Tendulkar started, right to playing cricket with the monks in the Himalayas.
Oh, and fantastic.
And the physically challenged cricketers and playing some blind cricket, and then the Women's Cricket Academy. So we're a cross-section.
324 pages, over 220 photographs. Any dick pics?
I beg your pardon.
Talking to Steve Waugh.
The photos look absolutely stunning, by the way. We're flicking through and
a good one for about the author. You're just inside the first.
Stop it. Stop.
Pay some extra money. There might be that extra sealed section.
There you go. A sealed section. Hey, just quickly, we're going to promote this book and we'll have it as a prize on the show, I reckon, and we'll give it away. Just quickly, Passing of Dean Jones.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what it meant to you, your interaction with him? I suppose it was largely on the one-day circuit, wasn't it?
No, I played test matches.
You did play a lot of tests.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic. I was actually his roommate when he got the 200 in the tie test in Madras.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he gave me a night off from Jones. He's in hospital, so I didn't have to go through every shot. But he was great to play with. And when we played at the MCG, it was like having an extra player. He just owned the place. He was sort of the conductor of the orchestra, and the crowd went crazy. And he was sort of ahead of his time, but he was I enjoyed playing with him because he never backed down. He had great attitude, and it was always us versus them, and let's take them on.
Well, with the two War Brothers and Dean Jones
formidable.
After your openers was always pretty formidable. Steve, always a pleasure to catch up, mate. We'll promote this book. Steve, The Spirit of Cricket
India. The photos are unbelievable.
November
first.
Thanks.
And it's only on stevewaugh.com.au, self-published. Good on you, mate.
No nosebleed this time. I got through. Thank you.
You got through all right.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jim Jeffries. He's going to join. Well, we spoke to Jim just before the show, so we've had to put a couple of bleeps
clean him up
here and there. Yeah,
tidy it up.
It's a bit ripe, but that's coming up soon on Kennedy.
Presentable for our national audience.
Hey, and you've got the front bar coming up too.
We've got to remember to go.
Paul
Chapman tonight, prelim, one more sleep before the Tigers, jam-packed show.
And Jane on Channel 7.
All right, Angus Brayshaw comes on, I think, to receive his onions tonight.
Okay.
I know that.
Song with my time. Straight into it, Jay. What's the synopsis, please?
No passport.
Start again. You weren't up. Go.
A small town yokel with no passport, no desire to leave home, and no FOMO is in love and smitten with a woman who likes to dance and drink wine in her house. Although he may be a peeping Tom.
Okay. I think I know what you're doing here.
No,
okay,
you don't.
I do.
I think
yes,
are
I
you
do.
Onto this?
No,
this is a tough one.
No, you've tricked us.
I know what you're doing, and you're not clever, and you're not smart.
This is legit.
Does this have anything to do with Steve Smith?
Maybe.
Is it this song?
Because I've seen you when your song's on, and you're singing words.
Okay.
Hang on.
Well, that's hard to recognise.
Hang on. Here it comes.
And I've seen you when tears fall, because the episode you just saw felt like more than just a show.
Okay, it's that song. What
all right,
is it?
Now, that song is called All I Need to See by Mitch Russell. Now, this
That's
is
correct,
the song
Jane.
That Steve Smith has done.
Well,
just
it's it, allegedly.
This is the real one.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you put it back to back for me?
Yeah, let's compare. Now, let's hear Mitch.
Hard to tell.
No, I can't pick it.
Jay, what's the song called?
All I need to see.
Don't ever do that again. Can we have a proper one, please?
Come on, Jay.
I'm not buying that.
No.
All right.
That's terrible, baby, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, here we go. Getting serious. This is a command. Purify your mind, your body, and your spirit to handle what may come. Sure, things are bleak, Now insert weather metaphors and an undercurrent of seething anger. But this song simply asks you to control your mind and dedicate your being to a higher calling.
Dave, come on. Dave.
I was thinking like the Easy Beats, maybe. Mind Control, Friday on My Mind.
Sure. What a great song, but not correct.
Suspicious Minds.
Oh, well, that's a good one.
Yeah, not Elvis or Fine Young Cannibals.
Hang on.
Jenny Morris, Body and Soul.
Oh, good song, Jane.
Where are you pulling that from? Come on, Jane. If you're not going to take it seriously. 1-3-3-3.
It's not Jenny Morris.
No, I have vast knowledge of music.
Did you play Jenny Morris? I'm sure you played Jenny Morris at some stage.
I haven't played Jenny Morris. I would never do that. There you go.
You would have.
Wow.
Yeah, I know Jenny. I'll give a shout out to her. Hi, Jenny.
She played a Bigelow Jenny song.
That's got Mars Singer written all over it. All right, here we go.
Oh my gosh, it's Jenny Morris.
1-3-3-5-3.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in this hour, Gone Wild, Jane. What have we got? Give us something that's in there.
Well, it's quite a few cow stories that I'm loving at the moment. A Victorian cow got stuck on a trampoline, which makes me laugh.
Of course it did. Not for the first time.
That is funny.
It's had a big night.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
We've all got stuck on a trampoline.
Hey, there's lots more, and we'll have some panda news, of course. Jim Jefferies, not quite live. We've recorded him just prior to going to air.
Yeah,
and luckily we did. He's
so relaxed. He just gets a little bit loosey goosey.
He enjoys himself and he crosses the line, and we love it, and we don't want him to change. For a chat. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much to get through. Let's start with a song which has been yellow carded for trying to get us to bite on Steve Smith's song.
Yeah.
You've got a comparison.
I can play this.
Play us a comparison.
Because I've seen you when your song's on and you're singing words that are all wrong and you swear to me that that's how it goes. I've seen you with your hair down and your bare feet dancing around the living room. I've seen you with
this is your new karaoke song, isn't it?
This is my new cowbell song. Go again.
Oh, I like that. You lifted it. It's a pretty daggy song, just to say.
Yeah, well, it's country and western. Country and or western. All right, mate, synopsis, please.
All right, this is a command. Purify your mind, your body, and your spirit to handle what may come. Sure, things are bleak, insert weather metaphors and an undercurrent of seething anger, but this song simply asks you to control your mind and dedicate your being to a higher calling.
Okay. Tutti Frutti, Rudy. Miranda's on the line.
Miranda.
Calling from one of the most beautiful places on earth, Rutherford. How's things over there, Miranda?
It's actually beautiful, nice and hot.
All right.
Wonderful day. Couldn't be better.
All right, don't rub it in.
You asked her.
I did. Apologies, Miranda. There's some good wineries out there too, isn't there?
Reds.
Yep. Rutherford Red.
Hey, what do you think the song is from the Song Whisperer today, Miranda?
I think it could be Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax, don't do it.
I think they're doing a good job on their own.
It's Miranda. I liked it.
Do it. Everyone want to go. Everyone.
This is not your karaoke song, as you don't know the words properly.
No. It's a good song, though.
It's a good song.
It's
a good guess. It's not correct.
Miranda, I was rooting for you then. Yeah. I was hoping you would get that. You
sound thank you for your lovely singing. Nice. We should give you some Brick Lane because you sang for
us. Brick Lane and a Scores cup to go with it as well, which lights up when you
give us the chorus. Give us the chorus again.
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it.
Steady, Mickey. Yeah, we did mean you.
Miranda, thank you.
Well done.
Trish is on the line. Trish. Trish, song please.
I think it might be, and I'm just guessing this purely for Jane, just to make her smile on a crummy, cloudy Thursday. It's Raining Men, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Trish.
Now, Trish, you don't take it seriously. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Oh, that has got me up and about. I love that.
You're calling from Shepparton. You're not having... you're not sick with COVID, are you? There's been an outbreak, you know that.
No.
Stay inside. Don't talk to anyone. Mm. Wear a mask.
That's right.
And pop on It's Raining Men.
I see where you went there because it was in the age of thunder and rage. Do you think?
Yes.
Seething anger. Oh. Insert weather metaphors. Yeah. That's what you're
That's right.
at.
Good on you, but Trish. But it's not correct.
Oh, it's not right.
Let's go with
Trish.
With Tony. Tony's
Hello,
calling
Tony.
From the Central Coast. He's had it too good for too long. What's your guess, mate?
It's Sanctify Yourself, Simply Minds.
I think Simple Minds is probably
Simple Minds.
Yeah.
Sanctify yourself.
Sanctify. Oh, yeah. Is it clear your mind, expunge your mind? Is that what you said?
Purify your mind,
purify,
your body,
right.
and your spirit. It's a command.
Is it ringing any bells? Is it?
It's ringing a lot of bells because
right.
it's correct.
Oh, it's
yes!
right.
Bang.
Oh, Tony, you got it.
Well done, Tony. That's a good win for you.
Good on you, Tone.
What you've won, too, is return domestic economy flights for you and a friend, courtesy of Virgin Australia.
Wow.
You got 12 months validity, so you can take your time, Tony, planning where you want to go. Congratulations.
Anywhere you like.
Yeah, that's that is your prize.
Good stuff, buddy.
Well done.
Thanks,
hey,
guys.
By the way, if you're online anytime soon, kennedymalloy.com.au, get your detail to us, go to the win page, and you might win that prize as well. Good luck. Up next, Jim Jefferies.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And from LA, it's Jim Jefferies.
Always a pleasure to catch up with the big fella. How goes it over there?
Oh, it's good.
Are you going well? What's the big news?
Oh, the election's on. It's all cracking off.
No. Have you voted?
I have voted.
Oh, good on you.
I did it by mail.
Yeah.
They give you a thing and they give you a sticker in there that says I'm voted before you've even voted. You can put the sticker on and if you're an Instagram girl, you can go, oh, I voted, but it doesn't mean you voted. Yeah, they just send it one to everybody.
They already got merch.
It's not like Australia where everyone has to vote, you know, like everyone has to vote. When I was a kid,
yeah.
I was about 14 or 15, I went and counted votes for, you know, for the election. They made me count. It was Paul Keating versus Howard, I think. I think Keating won. And I wasn't a good counter. I was rounding up and down. I was like, get me the hell out of here.
What I love about voting in Australia is the sausage sizzle aspect, that you turn up, you go to a local school, and there's a free snag in a piece of bread, and you can hang around. Mm. I mean, that to me, that's as a cultural experience as you'll ever get.
Do they have that? I guess you're mailing them in, but when people actually vote, do they have anything like that?
No, they have no food. In fact, in certain states, they try to make it more difficult to vote. They make it the lines longer. There's no sausage sizzle involved. You know what I mean? And so they try to make it harder in certain areas. And you know how, like in Australia, you just rock up to a school?
Yeah.
You know, and you just go, oh, this is the school I was at. You show your ID and off you go, you vote, you go do it. Here in America, they're just like, no, you got to show up to your registered place and they make it very difficult.
Sure.
But at the moment, we got to mail in. So my assistant, Jack, he goes and mails it in. We just found out now that the Republicans have put a whole lot of fake boxes around my town.
Yes,
and
I
think Jack put it in the wrong box. So I don't know if he votes.
They put their own down and they're collecting them themselves.
Harris
County, which has a population of 5 million, they're allowing one postal box for you to drop your mail in. So there's basically 7.5 hour queues to have. They're not making it easy, are they?
My box was just filled with recyclable cans and used clothing, so I don't even know. It didn't have a sign on it.
Yeah, I popped my vote in a Brotherhood bin.
Mick's been staying up till 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
oh, mate. I watch all the Senate hearings.
The Senate hearings.
I check stuff. I nearly checked a TV out the window the other day. But
what, to stay up till 6 o'clock? You're more Adderall than Trump.
Oh, he's good, mate. He beat the coronavirus. I don't know how he did it.
Oh, my God.
But,
I want to know, did Melania beat it? Like, we all hear about Trump. We haven't heard anything from Melania. She could be dead, you know. That might be why Trump's so happy.
Barron's got it now.
Barron's got it now.
We don't see a lot from Barron, do we? It makes me wonder what's going on there.
The thing about Barron is I'm a pretty sensitive sort of fella, so I'm not going to make jokes about him till he's 18.
And then you're waiting for him.
I have some opinions that I've been really hanging on.
Because you're a father, you know, the rules. How are you? You're pretty loose with your kids?
Yeah. I'm married now, so I told my new wife It's my final wife. I don't know if it will last, but there's not going to be another one, I'll tell you that much.
It's been a month, hasn't it? So
yeah. And I said to her, I said, oh, we can have one more kid. I got one more kid in me, but we've got to do it before I'm 45. So we're starting to talk about all that type of stuff. And she started throwing out names. And my wife's half Indian. She wanted to call the kid Rosendra. And I didn't want to seem racist and go, I can't pronounce that right. Right? So we can't do that. And then I said, how about we call the boy Jude? Because Jude Jeffries. And I like the song Hey Jude. And Jude says, that's too much of a posh boy's name from Britain. So I can't do that. So we fought and fought. And then we got into girls' names. And she goes, well, if I have a daughter, I want to call her Sarah. And I said, that's nice. I used to go out with a girl called Sarah.
Oh, no, that's the worst thing you can say.
That's the end of Sarah.
She goes, well, we're not calling her that. And I said, why not? She goes, we're not calling our daughter after any girl you've ever slept with. So my daughter's going to be called Barry.
We've got a show over here called Junior MasterChef where it's like MasterChef, but they've got the kids doing it and the kids are about.
We have it over here as well.
You do?
My son can't boil water without burning himself. We found out that the hard way three times.
But if my boys went on that show, it'll be the same every night. Another Milo sandwich, anyone? What about drinks? Do you allow your kids to drink soft drink, cordial? What's your...
Well, see, this is the thing. I miss Australian things very much, right? So I have there's a website over here where I buy Burger Rings, Twisties, Milo, Allen Snakes. This is all in my cupboard, right? And then I started to branch out. I started to enjoy that. And then I thought, I'll get a bit of Cotty's cordial, right?
The good stuff.
I'll get the green one, which the flavour is just green, isn't it? There's no flavour.
Yeah, I mean, what is it?
It just doesn't say what it is.
When Americans try it, they go, what flavour is this? I go, it's f***ing green, mate. It's green. The flavour's green. Do you want to try red? There's red and green. They taste distinctly like those two flavours, right?
And how'd he go?
So anyway, my assistant Jack, who's a polite young lad, now he goes, oh, can I try some of that drink? I said, yeah, it's over there. It's some cordial. Now, I didn't know this about Americans. They don't have cordial.
Yeah, right.
They don't have it. Yeah. It's too much work for them. It's too much work. They like everything pre-mixed. They've never in their life poured a little bit of something in and added something else without emulsifiers and trans fats and all that type of stuff. So he didn't know that cordial was meant to be diluted. And he drank about a pint glass of green cordial, right, straight up. And he's such a polite little prick that he said he enjoyed it. He said to my other friends, he goes, oh, it was a bit strong. Obviously, the Australians have different tastes.
He would have had to have been shot in the ass with a tranquilizer dart or something, I reckon, to bring him down from that height.
Now he's hooked to insulin. That's the only thing that's keeping him alive.
Mate, we're going to send you a care package from Australia, like a show bag it'll be, but with all your favourite stuff. And when you get it, we'll let you know. Hey, hang about, mate. We're going to have a break and we're going to come back and talk some more.
All right. Jim Jeffries. Right. Jim Jeffries is with us. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's Jim Jeffries from LA as well.
We've talked to you about voting. What else do we need to know about on the ground at the moment? What's the big story other than that? Do you still follow the papers? I know you're not doing your TV show anymore, so you're kind of backed off. Are you following the High Court, the Supreme Court?
The lady in the Supreme Court, today she got tested and she didn't know three of the things about the First Amendment. Five things. So the First Amendment, the freedom of speech. The second one's the gun one. That's the Americans all over.
Yeah, that down
pat. They've got, I think, 27 amendments, right? They've got 27 amendments. They all know the first one, which is freedom of speech. Second one's gun. Yeah. And then they all plead the fifth, which means they can shut the fuck up, right? And the rest of it, they have no idea about. They have no idea. They all go on about it's in the Constitution. Anyway, so the easy one that we all know, freedom of speech, she's meant to be on the High Court, and there's five things, and the freedom of speech is like the freedom of press or the freedom of religion, the freedom of something. Yeah. I don't know them, but it doesn't matter that I don't know them.
You're not
running. I'm not about to be on the High Court.
I would love to see you on the High Court. Court, though. That would be a movie. That's a movie idea. Somehow, through an anomaly in the voting system, Jim Jeffries gets voted onto the High Court.
King Ralph. It's like the movie King Ralph.
I imagine it'd be very fast court too.
You're standing over a grate with your gown flowing Marilyn Monroe style. There's the poster.
Yeah.
What do you reckon they get up to? Is that keys in a bowl stuff with the nine justices of the Supreme Court? Because you don't hear, once they're on it, they're there for life, right?
Is this why you're obsessed by it?
Yeah, I am.
They're there until they die. Like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she just died and everyone was shocked. Yeah. It's like when she comes up on the news, It's like, well, what did you? I remember I was living in Britain when the Queen Mum died, right? Yes. And then, like, as soon as the news went, the Queen Mum, I went dead, right? My brain didn't go, has invented something. Like, when you get to that age, you think, oh, that's that all sorted, isn't that's it? That's the only news you've got left is being dead.
And she went out in style too, I reckon, smoking in bed. She said, no, by the time she set fire to Windsor Castle, she's apparently her routine was before she got out, this could be you, this could be your lifestyle. Yeah. Before she got out of bed, they had to deliver her a couple of gin and tonics.
Yeah.
That was her heart starter. Mm. And then one night she's burnt down the castle because she's having a fag in bed. And I'm going, good on you, Queen Mum. You're now my favourite royal.
We've all done that. You know, I once melted the side of a laptop because I sat it on the side because I was watching porn and I fell asleep.
What a way to go, though.
But if not for the laptop, I would have been dead. It was really...
Are you writing anything at the moment? You can't do any gigs, I suppose, no. Are you?
You're doing a gig tomorrow that's like a streaming one, you know, trying to try out some material and stuff.
Yep.
I believe I have a gig in Vegas next month, but that could be cancelled. But, not really. Yeah. No, I'm just playing golf and sitting around. And
are you binge-watching anything at the moment?
I'm watching, what did I watch? I watched Dating on the Spectrum, the one about the autistic people dating.
Oh, actually, no, that's a really great show. It is.
Yeah, I watched it. That's really good. It's from Australia.
Yeah,
I watched that.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yes.
I watched that, and then I watched the Dolly Parton documentary.
Another interesting lady, isn't she? I love her.
You need to get out of the house, too.
She was lovely, Dolly. I tell you what, I was looking at it. I knew she had big tits and all that, right? But I was looking at it, and like Dolly when she was in her 20s, a willy willy woo wah. Holy
shit. Oh, really?
Good sort.
Yeah.
Wowza.
I agree.
I don't know if my tastes have changed, but I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch the Brady Bunch, and I used to look at Marsha and go, oh, Marsha's all right. Marsha's not bad. She'd be all right. And now I watched the Brady Bunch recently, and now I'm like, oh, Florence Henderson. Nothing wrong with her.
Hey, mate, you buried the lead there. You said you've been playing golf. Again, another movie. Jim Jefferies plays golf at Ritzy Bel Air Golf Club. How do you go?
I played. I'm going to name drop a bit here.
Here we go.
I played today with David Spade.
Oh, wow.
Good.
Awesome.
Send him our best.
There you go.
David can play, man. Yeah. For a 5'5" guy, he fucking swings, man.
And you're one of the Ritzy.
I played at Bel Air, which is.
Do they have a dress code?
They do. You have to wear pants, and you have to wear. You can wear a hat, but then you can't wear the. I know it's mental. You got to wear pants. Yeah. I was just going to walk in my underwear and go, what is this fucking place? What's wrong with you people? And then you got to wear a hat, and then you got to take your hat off while you're inside. Oh, yeah. And then it's just a whole lot of like rich blokes talking like Trump. You know?
Good times, Jim.
I would love to see you dressed up to get on a golf course. Paul Hester was one of my from Crowded House.
Oh, I love Paul Hester. Yeah,
a good friend of mine. He had a healthy disrespect for anything, but loved golf. So he would turn up at Royal Melbourne Golf Club dressed absolutely properly and say yes sir, no sir, whatever it took to play that golf course. And I used to laugh because this guy who I admired so much for his outrageous lack of caring all of a sudden would play the game to play any good golf course. Good on you, mate.
Thanks for having
me. Thanks again. Go and have a
great
lie
to
down.
Chat.
Appreciate it.
We
See
love
you,
it.
Jim.
Jim Jefferies.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Nick and Jane. Gone Wild.
Well, there's deer gone wild, and that was happening in Sydney this morning. Well, a deer journeyed from Pyrmont to Chippendale this morning and was being taken into custody. Well, that's what they say. It got a bit of a needle in the side of its
Well, I've bump, shared a few cells. Imagine sharing one with a deer. The deer comes in.
They're pretty big. I mean, deer's a big animal.
Is it true that this deer had no eyes? It was blind? It was a no idea? All right.
Oh, my God.
I am looking up here going, where does it say about a deer with
everyone,
no eyes?
Everyone, just take a minute to...
Sorry.
Ah, Dave. You know what? Sometimes you think you know someone, and then every so often they come. He's gone out of his way to drop that.
See, they would take... The Taronga Zoo would take you and pick you up and say, this is why we need to get these people away from animals.
I need to put Dave down.
I think you might have to.
Put Dave with a crossbow. Dave,
have I got any spare?
I'm sorry.
Had you been waiting to do that?
I had been waiting.
Have you?
When you were talking about the story before the show.
Really?
I thought, no idea. You're a deer with no eyes.
Yep, might use that, Dave.
Anyway,
give it a
back to you.
Good on you.
Wow.
Well, let's move on to bovine.
Okay, can I give you a couple of stories involving the old...
Big old cows.
Apparently, this is the way the world's heading. Now, hugging cows is a thing.
Oh,
it's a world
I get that.
Wellness trend. The Dutch have started it. They're on drugs. Yeah, this is
actually.
They've been having a smoke, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, let's go. Oh, yeah, that's Caribbean.
What are you talking about, though?
We will just go what and kind we of... will.
So is that, just going to Dutch? Some field. Yeah, kind of that's good Dutch accent. Yeah.
Now, listen. I don't like this. So they're called cow cuddlers, so they typically start by taking a tour of a farm before resting against one of the cows for 2 or 3 hours.
You're right. They've just had a big spliff.
Yeah, the cow's warmer body temperature, slower heartbeat and mammoth size can make hugging them an incredibly soothing experience. Okay, I'm going to step in here.
Mm. Yeah.
You and I both know when it comes to cows, there's only one acceptable practice. That's cow tipping. You
that's
wait till they sleep.
Anything I approve of
They fall asleep,
at all.
Standing up, you sneak up. And whooshka, bang, they're on their side.
That is a terrible thing
That's
to do.
That's how you do
cow.
It. Or
hey,
eat
Mick,
them.
It's called co-canuffelin.
I don't think
that
you
is
can
called
say
cow
that.
Hugging.
I don't think you'd say that.
Well, I just did in Dutch. Co-canuffelin.
It's just been translated, and I think you want to take that back.
Uh-oh, really? Sorry. My apologies to the Dutch community.
And you're streaming as we speak. Well done. seriously, who's out there?
I totally understand. Have you looked at the cow's eyes, how pretty they are? And you can literally, I have gone up to a cow and I've given a cow a big hug.
Have you?
I have.
Okay.
It's like horses, like those big animals. They're big, monstrous beasts.
Mm. Which
and
ones?
Yet can be tamed by, well, cows and horses, but cows in particular, we're talking here. Mm. They love hugging. They really do. I'm not joking.
I'm not sure they do.
Yes, they do. They love human contact.
Well, they can't really say it, and they can't really.
They do say it by coming up. And, no, they nudge you, and they come up to you, and they really almost smile.
You know they're going to attack you. So they get too comfy.
No, they can't.
I've seen it.
All right.
They'll attack you
because you already want to push them over in the field. That's why they want to attack you.
We should check in on Kennedy and Malloy too. Your cows at in the south.
I've
of
got
Sydney.
A bad feeling
Apparently
about Malloy.
Malloy's going.
Malloy's
gangbusters.
Gone. No. There you go. I got
Kennedy's
him before
high
you.
Maintenance.
Shut up.
and a bit flighty, I believe.
Yeah, speaking of high maintenance, there was another cow story.
Stop it.
Hey. There's another cow story that
is
one of the best photos I think I've seen in such a long time.
What is it?
Some cows escaped in Victoria this morning and in South Gippsland.
Yeah.
They rounded them all up, but there was one left. Mm. And they found this cow. She had gone on an in-ground trampoline in someone's backyard and sunk so low.
hey,
couldn't get off.
Imagine if you woke up in the morning. Wake up in the morning, went to the kitchen.
Yep.
You're pouring the kettle and you look out the window and there's a cow bouncing up and down on your trampoline.
Boing,
there's no bouncing from her. She apparently must have been thinking, what the hell? She just plonked down in the end and just sat there and waited till someone came and got her.
That is fantastic.
That is great. It's a great photo, you must say.
I would like to do that.
Hey, you found a panda story. Have we got time for that?
Yes, we do. And I'm furious.
Why?
Absolutely furious. Well, the National Zoo, listen to this, the Smithsonian's National Zoo confirmed they've had a panda baby, a 6-week-old giant panda cub, and it's male. Look and learn, Wang Wang.
Oh,
you
dear.
Dick.
I knew you were going to bring this up.
Well, it's Wang Wang. You know, this is probably first crack at it. 6 months old, and guess what? They had a gender reveal.
Oh, how tedious.
a painting created by the male giant panda, Tian Tian. Mm. The cub's dad was used to reveal the sex. No need for any paint at Adelaide Zoo.
No, there's no gender reveals going on there. That's sad. But they're good on them for the. I'll tell you what, that will be amazing. The Smithsonian Zoo's panda cub.
Cool. Oh, can
how
we put
cute.
In? A, can we sub him out?
Yeah.
Yeah. One way.
Hey, well, that's a good idea.
Over here, and let's get the game going.
They shift them around. They do that with animals.
She won't know.
She won't have a clue.
All right, that's Gone Wild. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Neds, and you can find the perfect match to your form preferences easily with the Neds filter form, neds.com.au.
Only a couple of sleeps now, if any, unless you want to go
Huge
really
weekend.
Hard to the Caulfield Cup. Mm. One of the great races on the national calendar.
Absolutely.
All huddle around the wireless or get in front of the telly or if you're lucky enough, go to the course. Whatever you're doing, crack open the Neds app
yep.
because all the heavy lifting's done for you. You will be a winner. You'll look like a winner. You'll behave like a winner. It's the best thing you can do to make your day great. I said great and winner. I'm sounding a bit
that's
Trumpy.
True.
I'm sounding a bit Trumpy.
Well, you're very confident about it, and why wouldn't you be? Because these boffins have put it together, and in a nutshell,
well, they're nerds.
You can select from. Well, you say
that's,
nerds.
No, that's what I said. I said who put this together?
They're great nerds.
When they said nerds, I went bingo. We were on here.
Yeah,
because that's what they do.
Mm. Well, in a nutshell, you can select from a different range of form preferences.
Like
so you
what?
Get up, yeah. Well, you just can look up wins at distance, or wins last start, or track conditions, or the top jockey.
Yep.
Okay.
And you go, I wonder what horse has got. Oh, I see. Yeah. Thank you, Neds, for this fine information.
Can they
and
tell
you go.
If that horse was blocked coming around the back straight by the starting gates?
That may be difficult to predict.
You would have needed that app if you were on backing horses in this race.
And here they come into the stretch. Richwood Silver leads the way. That is Dancing Fern to the outside in second. In the middle of the track, there is a... move. And the gate is still in the way. So the gate is still in the way.
No.
So horses have been eased up. The gate's still in the way. The horses have been eased up.
Oh, dear.
I reckon Neds would have predicted that.
They would have.
The Neds would have gone, careful, the gates are on the ground. I don't know.
That's how clever.
These are the guys. It's like racing Tinder. You punch in the information. They send you back the perfect matches. What more do you want? And
well,
as we
they've even
out,
got a web. They got a website too.
Where
so why don't you
go
check it out? You go to neds.com.au.
All right.
Well done, Neds.
Easy.
I love it. It's like an extension of my arm. The phone in my hand. Neds, I'm good to go. What could go wrong?
All right. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, you can call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1-800-858-858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
That is another show for the day. Kennedy Malloy now, front bar, Channel 7
I'm
tonight.
I'm on my way over there now.
Great news.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you're on the front bar.
Sorry, I just some late breaking news.
I'm saying great news because it's a good night to watch it. And it's the grand finals are coming up.
It's the prelim special. We love it. The prelim's the greatest week for AFL. Tigers are in it. I'm getting green. One more sleep for me.
Oh, my God. How are you going to be?
How am I feeling?
Butterflies.
Pretty confident.
Oh, yeah.
People are saying to me, I'm becoming annoying and Richmond are becoming annoying. I feel the tide's turned. People don't like us. Do you feel we're arrogant?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you're pretty full of yourself.
No, I mean, look, obviously we'll win easily, but I don't think that means that we're arrogant. Hey, behave everyone in Adelaide, you dirty Port fans. We will tolerate you, but behave. You wait, okay. They'll be... You know, there'll need to be parole officers in that ground.
Can't wait.
30,
be very careful because
fans.
One day you're going to have to go back to Port. Yes.
Well, I went to the elimination final and they don't worry, I owe them one. That lot.
Oh, right.
They saw me off there.
Did they?
Saw me to the car. I got in the car with Bruce McAvaney to drive to the airport and they were still throwing stuff at us. Bruce was
pleasant.
Comforting me. It's okay,
Mick. There's a sight I'd like to see.
It's not bad. Hey, what else have we got on tomorrow's show, Jane?
We got Dave O'Neill on, who's our great mate, which will be great to catch up with him. What else have we got, Dave?
So Clown of the Week.
Clown of the Week.
Clown
That'll
of the
be
week.
Fall.
More flights
Yay.
To give away thanks to Virgin Australia as well.
Well done, guys.
It's going to be huge Friday. That will be tomorrow's Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Neds Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.